Even though the Ohio State Buckeyes didn't play football a couple of days ago, they still move up in both polls. Who has the best chance to win the Heisman Trophy between Trevion Henderson and C.J. Stroud, as well as a way that you can influence the people that are going to design the next look on the new turf that'll be installed at Ohio State in the offseason? All that and more in today's episode of Locked On Buckeyes.
You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is up, Buckeye fans? Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Buckeyes for the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. It is Monday, October 18th in the year 2021. And like I mentioned at the top of the show, your Buckeyes were off this past week. Normally you would think in the polls you're going to sit tight where you are. However, the Iowa Hawkeyes went down by the hands of the Purdue Boilermakers, and that was what was needed for your Ohio State Buckeyes to move up one spot in both the AP and coaches polls. The Buckeyes are the number five team in the country, and it's oh so nice that the pollsters, those in the AP variety, and those that are filling out the brackets for the coaches poll. I say filling out the brackets because there are numerous coaches out there that don't fill out that ballot that gets submitted for them. The Ohio State Buckeyes team has been impressive of late. The past three games, blowout wins against Rutgers, against Maryland, against Akron. Some people said, oh, it's just Akron. Who cares? It's just Akron. Not a big deal. Quite the contrary. It is a big deal because that was a springboard, I do believe, to what we saw against Rutgers and then the massacre that was destroying the Terps before the Buckeyes went on their bye week. You see how nice it is when you're playing football the way you're supposed to play football? You see how nice it is when you are doing the things you're supposed to be doing? You see how nice it is that even when you're bye week, people recognize your hard work and how you have progressed in such a big way that they're moving you up the charts? You're sitting at home. You're watching football on a Saturday. Ryan Day on a Friday night is out at football at a high school football game. Kevin Wilson's out at games. People are out watching the high schoolers that are potentially going to be Buckeyes in the future. I've got out to watch not only a game against two nationally ranked teams, but also Caden Curry, hopefully future Buckeye. I wanted to see how he looked in a game against another nationally ranked opponent. A high school game played at a middle school. It was very, very weird to drive up and see that. The school used to be a high school. And so if you saw that on Twitter, you're like, Jay, are you going to see a middle school game? No, it's a high school game. And let me tell you, it was easily the best game I have seen all season long. The Ohio State Buckeyes also have a tough slate coming up over the next six games. Four of their next six opponents are currently ranked in the AP top 25. Penn State, number seven. Purdue, number 25, Michigan State, number 9, and then the team up north, number 6. Think about that test right there. They have three away games at Bloomington, Indiana, against the Indiana Hoosiers this coming Saturday, and then they have to go to Nebraska on the 6th of November, and then the last game of the season, regular season, that is, it is against the team up north in Ann Arbor. Three road games, two of the three are probably going to be sold out. Well, three of the three should be sold out. I know two of the three will be sold out for sure. The Indiana game, I went on their website. That game is sold out by the school at their website. You got to go to other places, StubHub, Vivid Seats, to get tickets to that game. I surely hope that stadium is filled from beginning to end because that will be a fun atmosphere to watch a football game. Not as much fun as Nebraska and the team up north, but the Indiana Hoosiers have always been striving to beat the Ohio State Buckeyes over the past 5 to 6 years. They've been trying hard. Hasn't happened. I know that defense is chopping at the bit to really do what they did not do last year against Ohio State and prove that they can slow down the passing attack of the Ohio State Buckeyes. I don't think it's going to happen, but let me tell you, if it does, that might be a wild place. If it's cut tight, it will be a wild place going into the fourth quarter. Indiana, Penn State, Nebraska, Purdue, Michigan State, and the team up north. Those are tough tasks. Four of your six currently are ranked in the AP Top 25. You also have three that are ranked in the AP Top 25 that are top 10 opponents. That's huge. That's amazing. That's tough. If people said Ohio State, those that were out there saying, Ohio State, they ain't really played nobody. They ain't played nobody yet. They ain't beat no top 25 team just yet. So therefore, they ain't nothing. They're nobody. How about you just wait and see? Indiana, yeah, could be looked at as a trap game. I don't think it'll be viewed that way by Ryan Day, especially in his preparation for this week's game. All eyes, even my eyes, are looking to October 30th, Halloween weekend against the Penn State Nittany Lions. Will Sean Clifford be there? Will he not be there? I think he will not be, but Sean Clifford's a competitor. So we'll have to wait and see what actually happens. And if he plays in that game, if Robertson is the guy that's starting for Penn State, sorry, guys. Ohio State win. Easily. Ohio State win. The Hoosiers, the Nittany Lions, the Cornhuskers, the Boilermakers, the Spartans, and the Wolverines. Tough task to tackle those teams over the remainder of your regular season slate, but it's the way the cookie crumbles this year, and you got to do what you have been taught to do week in and week out. Prepare like a champion. Play like a champion. So that at the end of the game, there is no question who the better team is on that day. All right, college football fanatics, have you heard about Prize Picks? Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. I love this, and I know you will too. Prize Picks offers every sport you could think of, like NFL, college football, NBA, college basketball, MLB, soccer, MMA, and more. Prize Picks offers more college football props than anyone in the world and offers all the star players of the Power 5 as well as mid-major players as well. Prize Picks offers any prop you could think of, from yardage to touchdowns, even interceptions thrown. You pick 2 to 5 players and an over-under on their projections, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. And it's just you versus the projected numbers. Use the award-winning app on both the App Store and Google Play. Don't hesitate. Check out prizepicks.com or go to your App Store and download the app today. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. This is Locked On Buckeyes, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every single day. One quick programming note. We will be back Tuesday evening with a regularly scheduled Locked On Buckeyes live show, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can catch that live on YouTube. Search Locked On Buckeyes and on Twitter at my personal Twitter page at jsteven07. Give me a follow. Be in your place, ready to go at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Locked On Buckeyes Live on Tuesday evening. The Heisman race is going to be very, very interesting. Because right now, as I look at it, there are a few guys that are at the top of the list. There are two that I believe, two running backs, that will be in the running to be finalists for the Heisman Trophy. Bijan Robinson, running back for Texas, and then also Kenneth Walker III, running back for the Michigan State Spartans. However, I do also believe that Ohio State, everyone comes into the season talking about Chris Olave, talking about what Travion Henderson might be. Oh, Garrett Wilson, that guy is next level. C.J. Stroud was one of those guys that nobody had seen play the football, just like Travion Henderson. And so when you haven't seen somebody play the football, it's very, very interesting to see them play the football at that level to see how they respond to adversity, how they look when they first get out there, how they progress throughout the season. Do they miss a game or two due to injury or just because they have gotten benched? Do they get their spots back just because, oh, they're better than the other guy that was there, and so go ahead and put that person out there on the field? It's very, very interesting because you just don't know what to expect from somebody who you have not seen step on the field at that level just yet. Ohio State, now I mentioned Bijan Robinson and Kenneth Walker III. I firmly believe, you could say Desmond Ridder from Cincinnati, I firmly believe that if Travion Henderson and or C.J. Stroud have the type of second half of their seasons that we expect them to be, I firmly think those two will have a better chance of winning the Heisman over a Desmond Ridder unless that man just goes smooth off and has a Heisman moment. It's kind of hard to have a Heisman moment when you're a group of five, you're playing that competition week in, week out. It's not a knock against you as a player or a competitor. It's just a knock because you're not playing the type of competition that I think will turn the heads of those Heisman voters. Now, if you are a Lamar Jackson, yes, I get it. Lamar Jackson was that special, played some games against big-time opponents. They may have even been in the ACC at that time. Don't quote me on that. There's been a lot of movement as far as conferences over the past 5 years. That's a group of five. So don't quote me on that. But Lamar Jackson, I believe in 2015, won the Heisman recently or is going to have his jersey retired by the University of Louisville. There are chances that a group of five will win it. But when you play for the Ohio State Buckeyes, I think things are a little bit different for you. And with the way that we have seen Travion Henderson play, 9 touchdowns, rushing touchdowns, tying Kenneth Walker III, but Kenneth Walker III has at least 40 to 50 plus more carries than Travion Henderson right now. Let that sink in for you. I think the one thing that has been overlooked and kind of missed, even myself, I have talked about it and I have viewed it. I have watched every game. I have seen how Travion Henderson has played. I have even seen people wondering if Travion Henderson was hurt when he did not go back into the game after having a phenomenal run, little hit. Ryan Day pulls him out. Precautionary type of move by the head coach for the Ohio State Buckeyes. When Travion Henderson gets the ball, do you think home run already? Do you think 5 or 10 yards? Do you think he's going to take it 40 yards? Or do you think it's only going to be 3 to 4 yards? I think many of us are thinking it's going to be the long variety instead of the short variety. One, the offensive line has opened up some massive holes for him. But also, two, when he gets in the open field, it's hard to stop that young man. That's the kind of play that you expect from a guy that might be the Heisman Trophy winner. When it comes to C.J. Stroud, I think he has the best shot. Now, unless if this young man and Travion Henderson has 1,000 yards in 6 games, question, it's over. So C.J. Stroud would have to have a monster type of second half of the season through 6 games, plus the Big Ten championship game for that to be the case, for it to be the way that Stroud will be the one that takes over. Excuse me, for Henderson to take over. I think Henderson will have to have 1,000 rushing yards over the next 6 games to overtake what I believe personally, Stroud will do against teams like the Hoosiers, the Nittany Lions, the Cornhuskers, the Boilermakers, the Spartans, and the team up north. They both have a great chance, a very good shot, to be in the New York Heisman Trophy ceremony in New York. I do believe it'll be on site this year, not virtual. They both have a really good shot, but I firmly think Stroud has a better shot because he is the quarterback of a current top five team right now that is going to be playing another top 10 team. And at the end of the month, I do think it's C.J. Stroud. He has the best chance to win it. However, that young boy, Travion Henderson, he can be special. Now, you may be wondering, Jake, do Olave or Wilson have a chance? I think if it was one or the other on the team and it wasn't two guys that could be future first-round draft picks that are basically splitting up the catches and the touchdowns like the way they are in the yards, I do think it would be completely different. But with the way that Stroud is spreading out the ball and hitting who's open, not hitting his favorite target. Now, he does have a favorite target, but he's hitting who's open and spreading that ball around. I think it'll be very, very hard for Chris Olave or Garrett Wilson to have a chance to win the Heisman Trophy this season. They might have a second half of the season that puts them in the running, and they are Heisman finalists. However, I do think the two Heisman finalists that Ohio State has, Travion Henderson and C.J. Stroud, I think Stroud has the best chance to take this thing to the next level. And I do think Ryan Day is going to open up the playbook once again. Not so much against Indiana. I don't think you need to, but just you wait against Penn State. Just you wait. Who has the best chance to make a Heisman moment over the next six games? They both have a great chance, but I'm giving that chance to the guy that touches the ball every single play, C.J. Stroud. I do think it's C.J. Stroud and then Travion Henderson, and then if there's somebody else that emerges at Ohio State, nobody on the defense, I'm sorry. I know we all love Steel Chambers. I know we like Cody Simon. I know Denzel Burke is a dog. I don't think anybody on this defense right now has played away in the first half of the season. At the second half of the season, they will play even better and find themselves in the Heisman Trophy ceremony. I don't think they would win it at all if they made it there. I do firmly believe it's C.J. Stroud. I do firmly believe he has the best chance to win the Heisman Trophy among these two individuals. I expect big things from both of them. I expect big things from both of them very, very soon. It's just unfortunate you can't split that thing. You could have co-Heisman Trophy winners. Never had it. I doubt it'll be this year where things are tied up in that way. We have seen co-MVPs in the NFL. I believe we have seen it in the NBA. Don't quote me on that. I know for sure Steve McNair and Peyton Manning won co-MVP, I believe, in the 2003 season. I believe 2004 was a record-setting season for Peyton Manning, which is why I do believe that that was one where he won by himself. The years could be off. However, what's not off is how we view these two young men. Stroud, Henderson, they are special. The fact that we're talking about two guys that are starting their very first time at Ohio State in college this year, having a chance to be in the running, to be in New York for the Heisman Trophy ceremony, that is special. What also is special is the things that we expect to see from these two young men over the next six games. Did you know that Built Bar has 9 delicious flavors plus the occasional limited time flavor as well? When you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their favorites. If you don't know the Built Bar flavors, you're definitely missing out. Coconut, coconut almond, cherry, raspberry, mint brownie, peanut butter brownie, double chocolate, and even salted caramel. Not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, but they're healthy too. 17 to 18 grams of protein, calories ranging from 130 to 180, only 4 to 5 grams of sugar, and only 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. Go to built.com and use that friendly promo code LOCKED15, LOCKED15, and you will get 15% off your next order. Once again, go to built.com and use that friendly promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off at built.com. This is Locked On Buckeyes Live, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every single day. Make sure for those of you that are audio listeners and enjoyers of this podcast, head over to Apple Podcasts, subscribe, follow on whatever podcast listening app you utilize, but make sure you head to Apple Podcasts. Those of you that are Apple users, hit that 5-star, leave a comment and a rating and a review, hit submit, and help the show grow in an organic and free way. Locked On Buckeyes is free everywhere. YouTube, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your fine podcast. Even if you enjoyed the podcast via WKYC.com. Every way is free for your daily enjoyment. One thing I think that we all want to do is have a piece of our favorite team be recognized by us, or have our name on something that is in the football field or on the field or in the arena of the team or teams that we love. Many of you are Browns fans. If the Browns executives came to you and said, hey, I've seen your artistic skills, I think you would be a wise choice to help us design the next football field. Many of you would go crazy. You could put that bad boy all over the social media. You might even shed a tear or two simply because you are a person that simply wants to have part of you and something that you do inside of the stadium of a team that you love. I say Browns because many of you that are Buckeyes fans, you are Browns fans as well. Ohio State, as we have seen throughout the early portions of this season, the turf needs replaced. It needed a place for a while. I think last year it needed replaced. I know they say about every 6 to 7 years for some, 7 to 10 used to be the gauge as far as how often or how frequent you needed to replace the turf. Artificial turf that is a football field. You not only have a football team that is playing on the field, you have a marching band. Some of you have soccer. There are other things going on the field that might tear up the field, the natural wear and tear of a field that might lead you to need to, that might lead you to replace the field quicker than you thought you needed to be. It needed to be replaced. Well, the Ohio State Buckeyes have announced a way that you can help design the next field look of the turf for the Ohio State Buckeyes. Go to OhioStateBuckeyes.com. You will look and find an article that gives you instructions as far as how you can help design the next look for the Ohio State Buckeyes field. It will tell you, you can submit your design. You can hit submit your design. I'm on my phone looking at this right now. You can hit that button. You can scroll down to the bottom and it gives you your name, your email address, terms and conditions. You got to hit agree there. It helps you download a couple templates that you can help design the field. I have seen numerous all over the Twitter, not on Instagram. I have seen numerous all over the Twitter. Some, they're good. Some need some work. But I love the creativity. I love, one, that Ohio State is moving in this way to get some fan engagement and to see the creativity and the artistic skills and the imaginations of some of our fans, or some of the Buckeyes fans, our fans, some of the fans of the Buckeyes. Why? Because the more you do this, the better it is. People want to spend more money at your school. People might send their kids to your school. And then, you know what? It's better for the morale of everybody, and it's just a great way to get more people involved. Yes, they could design the field the way that they see fit. They could design the field the way that they could pay somebody, come in, design the field, figure out where the Big Ten logo is going to go, figure out what's going to go in the center on the 50-yard line, going to figure out there's going to be something else on the 25-yard line on the opposite side to kind of have another symbol there on the field that might not be normal. But, you know, things are going to be a little bit interesting when you figure out how this thing might go. I like clean. I like simple. I don't like over-the-top type of thing. This is my personal opinion. I am not telling you how to design the field for the Ohio State Buckeyes. What I would encourage you to do is go to the website. You can go on Twitter. You can go to OhioStateBuckeyes.com. You can find the link there. Go there and just have some fun. Even if you don't submit it, like I encourage you to do, I thoroughly encourage you to go there and have some fun. Get a little creative. Those of you that have kids, have your kids kind of design something. Put a little work together, a little creativity together. It would be a great task at night, kind of, oh, hey, after school, your homework is light. How about you, Junior, come here and help design the next field for the Ohio State Buckeyes? So Junior goes to work, starts putting things together. The next thing you know, that bad boy looks good. You submit it, and you have a chance to win this contest. I think this is a phenomenal job. I do also think this could be something that high schools, a lot of high schools have turf nowadays. I went to a game, the game I went to on Friday. If you follow me on Twitter, you saw the picture or a couple pictures that I posted, or I know I posted a video as well. It was grass. It was a field that I played on in high school. The grass is not the best up kept. Now, the grass is kept up. Don't get me wrong. It's not bad. It's not a bad grass field, but it was wet. It was muddy. Just football when it was rainy. Just football weather. It was just straight football weather. 65, 60 degrees, 4,500 strong sellout. There are fans all around the fence on the outside of the field. I mean, it was a muddy field. It was muddy. That was one of the rare games that I've gone to over the past 5, 6, maybe even 10 years that has grass. And I'm glad that I went there because not only was it a good game, but it reminds you this is what football used to look like before everybody spent the millions of dollars to input turf on these fields. So high schools, I don't think many middle schools will go this route, but high schools, even like professional ranks, people might go this route to help and get more fan engagement. Because you know, once you get some fan engagement, if your name is there, it's a great opportunity for you to always be a part of the history of the Ohio State Buckeyes. I like it. I love it. Submit your designs. Go ahead, do it. Be excited. Have fun with it. Hey, maybe, just maybe, you submit. If you do submit a design, I'll close out with this. Tag. I've been tagged by one person on Twitter that had a design. I told them which one I like the best. I really liked it a lot. It was one of the better ones I have seen throughout the entirety of the weekend. Submit them. Tag me in them. I'm going to give you some honest feedback. I surely will. I'll tell you if I like it. I'll tell you. I'll make sure it be a lot of positive things going on. It's your work. It's a lot of things that we will like. Some you don't like. But all of it is a way for the Ohio State Buckeye fan to be a part of the Ohio State Buckeye football team. Guys, fun show. We will be back tomorrow. We'll be back the rest of the week leading up to the game on Saturday against the Indiana Hoosiers. I will be at the game on Saturday, so there will be no live post-game show. We'll possibly, don't quote me on that, possibly do a live show on Saturday, or excuse me, on Sunday, but don't quote me on that one because I'm just not sure yet if we'll be live or if my schedule will allow me to do that. So that's to be determined, but there will be no live post-game show at the conclusion of Saturday's game against the Hoosiers. In the meantime, make sure you check out the Locked On Big Ten podcast. It's your place to stay up to date with the Big Ten Football Conference with Nate Dickinson as he hosts and lead the Locked On Big Ten podcast. You can follow that podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your fine podcast.